Part 1 Chapter 1 The boy moves so fast I almost miss him. A flash of colour out of the corner of my eye, no more than that. His trousers are blue, and that's what catches my attention. They're the same colour as the bus he's running out in front of. Suddenly, I'm running too. The world races past in a blur of sounds and images. People's faces, a man shouting, the blare of car horns. Above it all, louder than anything else, a woman is screaming. I'm on the road now, my eyes focused on the boy as I swerve through the traffic that clogs this stretch of Sheffield during the morning rush hour. Then I have him, my hands wrapping around his waist as I scoop him off the ground. He's heavy. I stumble beneath his weight and almost fall, but somehow manage not to. The air is hot from the heat of the bus and stinks with the sickly smell of diesel. The screaming is louder now. I don't know if it's coming from me or the boy or neither of us. He's a dead weight that tugs on my lower back as I throw both of us forward towards the pavement. We hit the ground. So hard my teeth clatter together. The honking of a horn rips through the air, too loud and too close. We're going to die. I squeeze my eyes shut, waiting for the weight of the bus to press down on us. But it never comes. There's a moment when everything is still and silent. Then the pain kicks in. Sharp and shooting in my elbows and knees. A buzzing sound in my right ear, and when I try to sit up, a drum starts pounding behind my eyes. The rum, the rum, the rum. I look around for the boy, but he's gone. A man is leaning over me, his face too close to mine. He's speaking, but I can't understand what he's saying. A gobble-gobble of words that get lost beneath the thumping drumbeat. The man is holding my arm and trying to pull me up, but I shake him off. The boy. Where's the boy? I thought I'd saved him. I remember how he felt in my arms. But maybe I only imagined it. I swing my head around, looking back to the road, half expecting to see him squashed beneath the blue bus that's blocking out the sunshine. But the boy's not there either. Then I see him, and the relief is warm, and it fills every part of my aching body. A woman is holding him, tears rolling down her face as she says, "Thank you, thank you," over and over again. There are more people now, crowding around me. It's all too much. The push of the crowd, the dark shadow of the bus, the stink of burning rubber, the voices and the pain and the shivery shaking that runs through my body like a waterfall.
"You were amazing," the man says, as I haul myself off the ground. "You saved his life. Do you realise that?"
I try to step back, away from him. But there are people behind me too. Before I can stop him, the man has taken hold of my arm again and is guiding me through the throng of bodies. I want to tell him to let me go, but I don't know how to do it without seeming rude. Besides, he's actually trying to help me, and I need someone to get me away from all these people. He takes me to the cafe that has tables outside on the pavement. I've never been here before, but I walk past it most days. It has cakes in the window that look amazing, pink and white and blue, and there's one that's shaped like a princess castle. But it looks way too expensive for someone like me. A woman wearing a white apron pulls out a chair and gestures for me to sit down. The man disappears inside the cafe, comes back a few minutes later with a white mug.
"Sweet milky tea."
He puts the mug on the table in front of me.
"Good for shock."
I try to say thank you.